Lord, help us to remember that we too are among the things that belong to God. Amen. Please be seated. Who ought to pay taxes? You see, current events in the gospel. Now, Jesus is being entrapped. Look out, Luke, it's a trap. We have a variety of movies we love that where the hero is in desperate danger of being trapped by the snares. And of course, since Jesus has been visiting the temple in this last Holy Week, the setting of our Gospels for the last month or so, they're trying one more time. Let's see if we can catch him denouncing paying taxes. That will get him in big trouble with the IRS of the day. Should we pay taxes? And Jesus manages to wiggle out of that puzzle by saying, well, take a look at your coins. Now, of course, that was the problem. The coin had the head of the emperor on it, of Caesar, and it also said something like this: this is Tiberius, the son of God. And you were not supposed to have something that had an idol like that with you if you were a good follower of Judaism. And of course, the irony was, he's asking them to look at the coin with the emperor who claims to be the son of God, while they've got the real one standing right there. But he says, if you've got a coin that belongs to the emperor, better give it back and pay your taxes. Setting up perhaps a dichotomy between our civic responsibilities and our religious responsibilities. What do we owe to the community that we share? Should we pay our taxes to keep things up? It's helpful to have community things like roads and you know, telephone lines and running water. Those are all good things to share. Several of us drove up to Upland Hills Farm on Friday night, and we remembered what it was like not to have paved roads. I thought, did they forget to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's? I don't know, as we're bouncing along on about 5 mile stretch of really rumpety-bumpety road up there. Lake George Street, something like that. So having things that we pay taxes for is useful. What about the things that are God's? The tougher question, and he leaves them puzzled and thinking, uh-oh. What are in the image of God? What's in the image of God? We are, right? The creation story. He made the people in God's own image and likeness, each one bearing the image of God. What belongs to God? Well, what doesn't belong to God, right? Can we separate out which part of our life isn't somehow beholden to God's blessing? Is that what he meant? Give it all up. What if we dedicate it to God? How do we dedicate who we are as individuals, and especially in community, to God? That question has been on my mind for quite a while as we have been thinking, and we're getting more and more focused and intentional in thinking about, what does St. Stephen's give to God that is God? How do we make God pleased in what we're doing and offering to our community in this context? That's what we're going to be entering into as we've got some strategic planning going on, as we talk about how do we take this people who belong to God and offer to God the things that are pleasing to God. As a staff person at a church, church staff all over the country are saying, what do we do that is pleasing to God in this new reality that we face, right? Gallup just came out with another depressing poll that said fewer Americans claim to be Christians than ever before in the history of the polls, I suppose. You know, what do we do when Sunday mornings are not just what church do you go to, but rather, why do you go to church? You know? How do we be pleasing to God now, in this time, and in this place? That's what we'll be asking in conversations coming up this fall. So when you see an invitation coming your way, please do sign up to join in one of those conversations, because it's a question that comes to each of us, and it's important for our future. Where have you seen God at work? What do we offer to God in this time, in this place, in this neighborhood? And as if to an answer, and if as if an answer to my prayers, there was a phone call on our answering machine yesterday from our visitor Antonio. Hi, Antonio, who lives very nearby us on Anslow Drive. I never knew there was an Anslow Road near here. I thought, well, this is some kind of weird divine message saying, I'd like to come to your church. It's only a mile away. So I went and picked up Antonio. And Antonio lives in a group home on Anslow Road. He's our neighbor. And I didn't know it. What other ways might God be showing us to discover who is around us looking for a place of hope and healing, and hospitality, and humor, and fellowship, and godness? What can we offer to God that belongs to God already? It's a question that I don't have any single answer to. But together, we will find the answers. Because I'm convinced that is how the Spirit works. The Spirit sends us messages of hope and healing. Messages of inspiration. And you don't have to have gone to a fancy place like an expensive seminary, or you don't have to have read theologians who use huge big words. You don't have to spend a decade at a monastery or something to get a message from God. God sends us word wherever we are, whatever we're up to. Like Jesus and the Herodians. Render to God the things that are God's. And they went away scratching their heads. Oh, he got us this time, didn't he? But more than just a zippy comeback, he gave them a challenge. How will you render to God the things that are God's? How will you give back what God has blessed you with and inspired you with? I think we've got a huge range of answers to that question. I think we could come up with 50 different things. So what is the most special for us to come up with? What is the most pressing need, the most appropriate thing, the most beautiful, passionate activity God would like us to do? Help us come up with those answers in holy conversations. Reach out to the people you see and meet. What are you hungry for? Where has God shown you something? How do you know what God is up to? Share with us those words of wisdom, and we too shall be able to give back to God the things that truly are God's. In Jesus' name, amen.